At the beginning of this past school year, students at a New York law school, like those across the country, cut their teeth on the law of torts by studying a classic case from Washington State called Garrett versus Daly. It's a memorable tale about a rambunctious 5-year-old named Brian Daly who yanked a chair out from underneath an adult neighbor, Ruth Garrett, as she was about to sit on it. After Ruth toppled to the patio and fractured her hip, she took young Brian to court. And so the Washington Supreme Court and generations of law students ever since found themselves wrestling with the question whether a 5-year-old boy can be held legally responsible for injuries caused by an impulsive prank. The tort in question in the Garrett case is battery. Battery can be a crime, but it can also be a tort and can support a private lawsuit for damages by the victim. Law professors love the Garrett case because it presents some nice questions about the essential elements of battery. One, that the batterer intend an unwanted and harmful contact with the victim. More about that in a moment. Back to that classroom in New York. According to one of the students in the class, a 30-year-old woman in the night program, her torts professor wanted to bring the Garrett case to life. She claims that the professor called her up to the front of the class, told her to sit down in a chair he provided, and swooped the chair suddenly away just as she was sitting down. Like Ruth Garrett before her, the student hit the ground and, what else, sued the alleged prankster, this time to the tune of $5 million. In deciding whether she's entitled to recover for her injuries, the New York courts may need to look no farther than the case which purportedly inspired the incident. The law of battery provides a right to recover damages for any intentional unwanted touching that is either harmful or offensive. And those elements are there. The student claims that her contact with the ground seriously aggravated a pre-existing back injury. So the real legal question is likely to be, just as in Garrett itself, the defendant's intent. Did the professor intend that the woman suffer a harmful contact when he, allegedly mind you, moved the chair? What about the argument, assuming it's all true, that the professor did not mean to hurt the student, but only to demonstrate the facts? That's where the court's opinion in Garrett might provide an answer. The Garrett court decided that Brian could be liable for battery even if he didn't intend to harm Ruth, so long as he knew to a substantial certainty that his action would cause Ruth to fall to the ground. So under the exact case the professor was teaching, it's no defense to say that he was motivated only by a desire to enlighten the class. So long as he knew to a substantial certainty where gravity would take the student, the intent is there. And what about the likely argument that the professor knew nothing about the student's previous back problem and her special susceptibility to injury? Another case involving a child's actions provides the answer. In Vosburgh versus Putney, a 12-year-old boy lightly kicked the shin of a classmate in a Wisconsin schoolhouse in 1889. The tap from the defendant's toe inflamed an infection, and the boy wasn't able to walk again. The kicker is liable, the court decided, for all injuries resulting directly from the harmful act, whether they could or could not have been foreseen by him. That's a rule commonly referred to in law school as the eggshell plaintiff rule, and it's another case and another rule of tort law taught the first week of law school. Sounds like the student in New York learned her lessons well. I'm Amy Guida.